was the week before Passover when Jesus and his followers approached Jerusalem. Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead to find a colt that no one had ever ridden.
When they found it, they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, and he sat on it.
Many people spread their cloaks on the road.
And others spread branches they had cut in the fields.
Then those who went ahead.
And those who followed shouted, "Hosanna!
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest!"
It wasn't long before the cheering stopped, 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. The chief priests were looking for a way to arrest Jesus and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or people may riot.
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were pleased when they heard this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. Jesus led his disciples to a place called Gethsemane.
And he began to be deeply distressed and troubled.
Above the mount of olives, before his final day, the Lord said to his followers, "Please wait here while I pray."
Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping.
Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. Jesus came back a second time and again found the disciples sleeping.
And when he came a third time, he said, enough, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to sinners. Get up, for the one who betrays me is already here.
While Jesus was still speaking, Judas arrived with a mob of men armed with swords and clubs.
He walked up to Jesus and said, teacher, and greeted him with a kiss. Signal from Judas, the men seized Jesus and arrested him.
And the disciples deserted him and ran away.
Thank you.
they took Jesus to the high priest, and all the religious leaders and scholars of the law came together.
They were looking for evidence against Jesus so they could put him to death, but they did not find any.
Finally, the high priest asked him,
"Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am," Jesus replied.
At once the high priest shouted, "Why do we need to hear more? You heard him claim to be God. What do you say?"
And they all agreed he should be put to death.
Then some began to spit on him.
They blindfolded him and struck him with their fists, saying, "Prophesy, tell us who hit you."
Then the guards took charge of Jesus and beat him.
Now Peter followed Jesus at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself by the fire.
While he was there, a servant girl came by and looked closely at him.
Thank you.
Very early in the morning, the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision.
They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
"Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate.
"You say so," Jesus replied.
Then the chief priests attacked him with accusations.
So again, Pilate questioned him.
"Aren't you going to answer? Listen to the crimes they say you've done."
But Jesus made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas and handed Jesus over to be crucified.
We
came over the whole land.
At the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Elo, Elo, lemi sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
One man ran, filled a sponge with vinegar, put it on a stick, and gave it to Jesus to drink, saying, "Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down."
Then Jesus cried out once again and breathed his last.
And when the Roman officer who stood in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God."